My whole life, I've been told by my parents that tattoos aren't accepted in professional environments. If you're going to get them, they need to be able to be hidden and have meaning. Then I grew up. I grew up and now I see so many people with tattoos all over their body. The times have changed, but the question is, how much? We sent a survey out to our high school to see how many students and staff members have tattoos and or piercings, and this is what we found. We had 52 total responses to our survey, and out of those 52, 22 were students and the other 30 were staff members. A quarter of those who responded reported having a tattoo. Out of the ones that said they didn't have tattoos, half of them said they don't plan to get any, while the other half said they do plan to get inked up or they are considering it. Out of the 52 responses, 33 reported having a piercing. Although many people do just get the single piercing in both ears, we do have some that have others. For example, some have their nose pierced, their belly buttons, and other locations on their ears. Over 3/4 of the people that reported not having piercings said that they do not plan to get any. Our final question on the survey asked if they thought tattoos and piercings are respectable. Out of the 51 people that made it to the end, 16 people said they are respectable, flat out. 12 people said they are respectable when given with a meaning. And 22 people said they are only respectable if they are tasteful. We did have one person who said no, they do not find tattoos respectable. After the results came in of the survey, we set out to get the stories of people that do or don't have tattoos and or piercings and why. Here's what they said. First, we have our staff members of Licking Valley here to answer some questions for us.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
No tattoos, one piercing.
Does your piercing have meaning to you?
No. Rebellion, I guess. It was at a rebellious stage.
Do you regret getting it?
No.
So you would go back and do it again?
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, other people getting them?
It's a piercings, personal choice.
What about tattoos?
Personal choice to a limit. There's I think they go too far.
Yeah.
Both
what
of them.
What would you say is too far, though? Like, a lot?
I'm very judgmental. Your ear, leave your piercings to your ears. Oh, boy. And your tattoos to, you know, where they're not visible. The public.
Would you rather have a tattoo that has a lot of meaning or just because you wanted one?
I understand people that get them, you know, in memory of somebody. Personally, I'm not going to get a tattoo. I don't trust anybody drawing on me.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
I do not have any tattoos, but I do have a piercing, yeah.
Does your piercing have any meaning to you?
Not really. I got my septum pierced purely because I knew I could hide it, and that would be, like, a cool piercing to have that you wouldn't need to, like, I don't know, lose opportunities in other workplaces because of it. Yeah.
Would you let your kids get either or both?
I'd let them get both. It kind of depends on the age, though. I think I'd want them to be an adult for the tattoo. I wanted to get one at 18, but I was living at home. My mom said no, so I dyed my hair blue instead. But I think for piercings, ears pierced is fine. I would have them, but they didn't. They just close up. My ears don't take. Try 3 times.
How do you feel about other people getting them?
Totally fine. Totally your body. Are there certain, like, placements of tattoos and certain piercings that to me are a little bit, like, unappealing? Yes. But it's your body, so I'm not going to tell you otherwise.
Okay.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
I have my ears pierced and I have a tattoo.
Does
on
it have
my
any
shoulder
meaning?
No.
You just kind of get it out of, like,
I was 18.
Do you regret it?
Yes and no.
Would you get another one?
Yes, that has more meaning to it. Yes.
Yeah. Would you let your kids get either or both?
Yeah.
How do you feel about people getting them? Like, is it respected?
It is what it is. Their preference.
Now, like, with the kids thing, would you make them wait till a certain age, or?
Yeah, until they're at least 18. I'd tell them that I probably wouldn't do it, but that's their choice.
Along with the staff members that answered yes to our questions and gave their stories, we have one that didn't have either.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
No, I don't.
Would you let your kids get either or both?
No, I would not. Of course, when they get grown up, they can decide for themselves. But no, I would not give permission for that.
Why don't you have any?
Well, it just seems to me like it ought to be something that if you're going to mark your body for the rest of your born days, then it seems to me like it ought to mean something. It ought to mean something extremely special. So I guess I could see a situation where if some life-changing event or, you know, maybe if I decided to join the Marines or something like that, then maybe I would do it. But otherwise, no.
So you don't want to get either of them ever?
It better be for something special other than just, you know, getting my license or I just bought a cool pair of jeans or something like that.
We have now discovered how adults feel about tattoos and piercings, so now let's get the teenagers' opinions.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
I only have my ears pierced.
Do you regret getting your ears pierced?
I don't regret getting my ears pierced because my parents made me wait till I was 10 years old to see if I still wanted them.
What would your tattoos mean to you?
My tattoos would mean something sensitive that I could always like remind myself that I came out better than where I came from, and possibly like the pain of getting a tattoo would be a lot lighter than going through the pain that I went through before.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
I have two piercings, yeah.
Do your piercings have any meaning to you?
Yeah. I got my first piercing when I went to get checked out for my depression, and I got my second piercings done when I graduated from counseling, so.
Do you regret getting them?
Not at all.
Would you let your kids get either or both?
I would definitely let my kids get piercings. There are definitely a few that I would be really cautious about, though, like the tongue, because there's a lot of veins.
What about tattoos?
Tattoos? I don't have any tattoos, but personally, if my kid wants a tattoo, they're gonna do it when they're out of my house. But I do definitely want a few tattoos in the future.
Why don't you have any yet? Like, are your parents against it, or have you just not found anything you want?
I don't have any tattoos yet, personally, because I want to get a tattoo when I move out to college. Because the first tattoo that I want it to be a hollowed-out dog paw that's the same size as my Great Dane's, because he definitely helped me throughout my seizures and my depression stage.
How do you feel about other people getting tattoos and piercings?
I mean, if they want to get tattoos and piercings, that's perfectly fine. But if they're a really close friend and they look at me one day and go, I want a tattoo of a face on my face, I'll probably say, that's not a good idea.
Now let's hear the other side.
So, do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
No.
How do you feel about other people getting them?
I think it's cool, but it's just their thing, so yeah.
So you would never get a tattoo or a piercing?
I would, but I wouldn't get it where people could see it, probably.
Do you have any tattoos and or piercings?
I have neither.
Why not?
I just don't feel the need for a piercing at the moment. And tattoo, I feel like if you get a tattoo, it should mean something, and I don't have anything that means that much to me that I should have it on my body permanently.
How do you feel about other people getting them?
I don't care about other people getting them.
Will you ever get tattoos or piercings?
I will never get a piercing, and a tattoo, maybe.
Why not a piercing?
I don't know. See, I don't feel like I would look good with a piercing.
Would your piercings mess up the flow?
They would. They would probably get caught in
it. I feel it.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
No.
Do you want any?
Yes.
What do you want?
A tattoo of a Roman numeral and wings for my grandma.
How do you feel about people getting tattoos?
I mean, it's up to them. It's their body.
Do you ever want to get a piercing?
No. Piercings are kind of weird.
Why
Why would you get your nose pierced or like anything else pierced? It's weird.
We've heard the opinions of those around us, and now it's time to express our own. I feel like tattoos and piercings are a way for a person to express themselves and to give their body permanent tokens of meaning, remembrance, and importance. I have plans to get tattoos, but I will only put them on my body if they have a huge amount of meaning to me. Also, I will get them in easily concealed places until I find the job I will have forever and know their policies on tattoos. Currently, I have several piercings, including my regular lobe piercing, my double lobe, and two cartilage piercings. I also have my belly button pierced. I plan to get more in the future because my piercings make me feel unique, confident, and as though I am able to express myself with jewelry.
I personally have my ears pierced and plan to also get my nose pierced and more ear piercings when I turn 18. I love the way piercings look, and also I have found a remedy piercing for headaches that I am interested in trying. As far as tattoos go, I see them as a way to symbolize the things that you love or that are important to you in a very unique and special way. So I plan to get many different ones that have very important meanings to me. I think that a lot of people get tattoos for a deeper meaning, and it's cool to see what people value and how they choose to show it to others by using a tattoo.
When starting this journey, I for sure thought that there would be a huge difference between our students and staff, but that just wasn't so much the case. It could just be that the age difference wasn't big enough or other factors, but for the most part, Licking Valley High School is on the same page when it comes to tattoos and piercings.